Hi there, and thanks for listening to Pubcast with Monumetric Publisher Success. Woo-hoo. Today, we are excited to talk about your publisher success team. These are the people that you reach out to via email with questions, concerns, thoughts, anything for your site. Basically, we are who you contact and the ones that are dedicated to making sure that things run just the way you'd like them. You probably already know that we have a fantastic team currently made up of Allie, me, Jessica,
me,
Cheryl, Stephanie, and Talia. We have fantastic yield and product teams working with us on your behalf.
But since we're your direct points of contact and we're the ones that answer your emails directly, we thought it'd be a little bit more helpful
and fun
to know more about us than just our names.
Yes.
Allie, do you want me to go ahead and intro you?
Yeah. Would you mind?
I don't mind
at all. I'd like to be spotlit.
Ooh. Allie's customer service basically started from the get-go. It was in her blood from day one. She spent her summer days selling lemonade, cotton candy, and even dance lessons, which is hilarious because she is not a dancer. So those did not go over so well.
No, but anything to make a quarter. We charged everybody a quarter. So if you have a kid, knock on your door and say, hey, do you want to come take dance lessons for a quarter?
I'm sorry. So your first job started at 15, like first official job, obviously, besides the cotton candy and the dance lessons that didn't go over so well, and lasted until you were 21.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can't quit.
You're dedicated.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
So that's where you learned customer service. You were waiting tables. So you're busing, hosting, hustling tables. One of your favorite things that you learned throughout this process, though, is how everyone plays a part in the company. Doesn't matter, you know, small, top of the company, anywhere in between, everyone plays a part in making the customers happy.
Yeah, so awesome. True.
Yeah, and it's not just one person's job. Like, I love that, the fact that, you know, like, even as a publisher success team, it's not even about us. We've got our yield, we've got our product teams.
Yes.
It starts with our whole sales department and building that relationship. I think that absolutely is just the true definition of teamwork. You studied fine art in college, and then you found Monumetric over the last 5 years, because you've been with the company for 5 years.
Yeah.
Have been able to merge your love of customer success and your creativity. Because you bring all that creativity to create the positive experiences that we have with our publishers.
It's so fun being able to realize that creativity is not just in art.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk?
Well, and as a publisher, you know, everyone that we're speaking to, they put that creativity that they have into their sites and their content and all of that. You use your painting and drawing skills around the office all the time, and you add to all of our company culture with murals, and she teaches the rest of our team to improve their creative sides through lots of different things. I'm going to let you go ahead and explain these, because I always say the names wrong.
So plein air painting, we've done some of those outside around our office. We work in a really beautiful area.
We do.
With some amazing Utah mountains. So we've done plein air painting, anatomy studies, and then Jessica's favorite, chiaroscuro. For those of you that don't know, it just means shading. It's like the study of light on objects. So being able, and it's Italian, so if I wanted to be one of those art people, I could be like a chiaroscuro, but I won't.
Wait, say that again.
Chiaroscuro.
That's awesome. And I love that, the study of light. I'm just gonna call it that.
No. Okay.
Chiaroscuro.
Yes, you got it. You can do it.
I can do it.
You can do hard things.
I can do hard things.
Yeah.
I can say fancy Italian words. Allie is a Utah native.
Yes.
She loves rooting on her Utah Jazz basketball team. And now, is it Real Salt Lake or Real?
Real.
Real.
Because it's Real Salt Lake is an offshoot of Real Madrid.
Oh.
Which in Spanish, Real means royal.
Cool.
Real Madrid.
Real.
So yeah,
Salt Lake, like Royal Salt Lake. Look, we're all learning. I love it.
Yep.
And you've been skiing. Obviously, like we've mentioned, we have these beautiful mountains around us. We're located in the heart of the Utah mountains. And you've been skiing almost as long as you've been walking.
I mean, maybe that's a little exaggerated. I probably didn't start walking when I was 3. That's when I started skiing.
She skied before she walked.
Yeah. I was a late starter, okay?
No. I love it. I love it. But same kind of concept. Like, it's just always been in your blood. Something that you did. Did you with your family growing up?
Yes. My grandpa was an electrician for a ski resort.
Oh, wow.
So he fixed lifts and partially was paid in tickets, so we would just go as like extended family. Yeah, it was really fun, like some amazing memories.
But not only do you ski, you hike, you rock climb, and your husband mountain bikes, so you kind of get dragged along with him.
Yeah, for better or worse.
Yeah, that's super fun and the perfect place to do it because, like I said, we're here in the mountains. And one of the things that everyone should know about Allie is she loves helping our publishers grow their income through improving their online advertising strategies. She's passionate about it.
Yes.
So exciting. And the other thing you're passionate about is your child.
My babe.
Your little baby.
My little guy.
Learning how to draw with chalk and not eat the chalk.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Would you like to talk about me?
I would love to. Okay. So Jessica, I don't know if this is the coolest thing about Jessica because there's too much.
Me.
You were born in England.
I was. Yeah. I'm born in England.
Well, you lived there for most of your youth. Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you came over here?
8 years old. And then we kind of went back and forth for a couple of years, just as my parents transitioned businesses. Mm. Honestly, we didn't quite stop going back and forth until I was like 15, 16.
Okay. Very fun. Jessica's earliest memories are around a love of family music and dancing. Around her childhood home to her father's guitar playing. How sweet is that?
Literally a lot of my memories, even up until this past weekend, we would sit in the living room and my dad would play the guitar and we'd all sing these songs. And then he'd play like some upbeat ones and we'd just get up and dance and just a lot of that. My parents slow dance around the house together. And so just lots of singing and dancing and fun and family.
That's my life. Do you dance now?
My husband has no sense of rhythm at all and kind is of tone deaf and all those things. But he attempts to dance with me and it's very sweet.
Yes.
And he likes to sing, he just doesn't sound great. So it's fun. We do it. Yes.
Okay. It's amazing. So okay, this developed into competitive dance over many years, but sadly you had a knee injury while competing on ESPN.
While on a dance competition on ESPN, it's kind of like, you know, when people tell the stories about your most embarrassing moments. Yeah. I have two different ones, but this is definitely my top, my top tier ones. So the knee injury, I was literally dancing. This sounds really weird, but I was on a chair. So we were standing on chairs and we jumped and spun around in the air and landed sitting on the chair and the chair slipped to the side and my knee snapped.
Oh my.
The judges are making their comments and then they all like collectively gasp.
Wow.
And I crumble into a heap and it was pretty horrible. So there went my dance.
How old were you?
Career, senior in high school.
Wow.
So right when I was like getting ready to go to college and like dance classes and scholarships and
oh, that is tragic.
Yeah, but it was all good. Changed my perspective and direction in life, which, you know, happens.
So now your skills in customer service also began to develop early as you worked in hotels and nursing homes that your family owned.
Yep. Yeah, my parents owned a nursing home when I was young. And then when we moved to America and then bought hotels.
Wow.
And so I've cleaned lots of hotel rooms and worked front desk and all of that. So lots of customer service. In Missouri.
Okay. So while continuing to work in many aspects of customer service for years and developing your extracurricular artistic talents, not in chiaroscuro, but singing, dancing, during college, you realized you had a passion for education in that process. So this made for a total change in focus, which I think probably only benefited your educational studies. And you ended up getting degrees in theater, speech, English, journalism, and biology.
Yes, I like school.
Yeah, you like school. And I mean, I get like theater, speech, English, journalism, and then sprinkle in just some random biology because that's good for everybody.
Biology actually came because for a couple of years, I decided 100% I wanted to be a surgeon.
Oh my word.
Yeah. And so I was like, I think it was like my human anatomy and physiology class. I was like, the body is fascinating.
Yeah.
And I could do this and I could cut it open and I could fix things and save people's lives and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I decided to go that route and then got to a genetics class that was like, this sucks. Let's go back to education. So that's where that came from.
Well, that's amazing. In your progressively diverse career, you have managed stores, gyms, performing arts and learning centers, and taught in public and private sectors of education.
Yep.
So you are now fully dedicated to putting your skills to our publisher success team and still being able to focus on your family, teaching your little cute baby girl to sing and dance around your living room.
Yep, she's adorable.
Yes, she is. Cutest girl. I have a boy, so I can say cutest girl in the whole wide world.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, will you teach us a little bit about Cheryl? I will definitely. Educate her.
Cheryl, she's worked in a lot of different forms of customer service for a total of 15 years. She's served bank customers, mortgage customers, transportation brokers, truck drivers, and now our online publishers.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if she feels like she's solved someone's problems or made life easier for them, then that's what makes her feel like she's done her job. And she feels fantastic about it. That's what makes her day.
She's amazing at it.
She is. Her passion is actually also dance. Yeah. I didn't realize this, but she began clogging when she was 9 years old. And she's actually even traveled out of the United States and into 4 different countries dancing and performing.
Amazing.
So that's just phenomenal. She taught clogging for years, and her daughter now clogs. She is ramping up for her first European tour. So
that's amazing.
She's a mom of 5 kids, and she has 3 stepkids, and her life is busy, busy.
Yeah.
She's deeply interested in the emotional well-being and human development of everyone around her. And she spends a lot of her time on websites that emphasize both those areas. That's something that she really is invested in. She's traveled and taught and served customers the majority of her life. But she really is secretly a homebody, and she loves to be in her own space, surrounded by her family and her friends. That's what keeps her happy.
Yeah, Cheryl is amazing.
So she is.
We are so appreciative for that experience that she's had, because it adds tons to our team.
Yep.
And so I'll just give a little background about Stephanie. Stephanie started building her skills in customer service by working fast food through college, which, get it done. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got
to
pay.
Whatever you got to do to get through that education.
Yes. So she was temporarily employed at a call center, which also is like restaurants were raw. I think call centers are even more raw. Add on to call centers, retail. And then she worked for a social media company and loved that and was just excellent at helping people manage their presence in different platforms. And Stephanie, she loves to bounce around and check out all the different websites. She is totally a curious gal. She especially loves discovering what new Netflix films are coming out, news about her favorite pop culture, things like Stranger Things, video games. But she also loves to travel and push herself out of her comfort zone and see what strange and unusual things she can experience. And she totally is.
She really is. She's out there, like, trying everything, open to everything. It's pretty awesome. We've had lots of conversations about she's checking out different publishers' websites and kind of dove into them to see what they're all about and checking out everything she possibly can.
She is a curious soul. Mm-hmm. As she's, you know, loves to travel and push herself, she's been to Japan twice.
Cool.
And fun little fact, she's been pulled up for 2 magic acts, and one was for David Copperfield.
Right?
So
how cool is that?
She's also a pseudo celeb. She loves to eat, and who doesn't? Stephanie loves Italian, and if she could, she would always eat pizza. Pizza, pizza.
Yes. So Talia has had several years of experience working in the legal field, actually, where she learned the value of client relationships and, more importantly, how important it is to be the client's biggest advocate.
Yes.
And I love how that actually really applies to our publisher success, because that's what we are. We are the publisher's advocate. So we're here to be on your team to help you monetize your site, figure out what needs to happen for you.
Oh.
In addition to that, she is a licensed massage therapist, which, if she wasn't super pregnant with twins, I would totally be taking her up on those skills.
Yes.
She's also a registered yoga teacher, which is fantastic, which ties into the fact that she is a health and wellness nut. Like, she is passionate about that. She loves helping facilitate wellness in people and helping them find whatever healing journey they need to be on.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
As well as being a huge DIYer, especially when it comes to home projects.
You already knew, because you're one too.
I am. I'm a huge fan. So,
I love it.
Yes, Talia, both inside and outside of her house, loves them. She likes to go searching through sites for inspiration on fun and beautiful projects that she can do for a house and a yard.
And which we totally have.
We have so many publishers that are amazing at that and have so many tips and tricks and things. So we love to look into that. And Talia is big into that.
Yes.
She and her husband are very active outdoorsy people, which goes back to her being a health advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And she can be found out hiking, trail riding, motorcycle riding, and they share their home with 2 adorable and huge German shepherds.
Nico and Dice. They are adorable.
Oh, so cute.
Yes.
They also have horses?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic. And they are having twin boys.
Yes.
Anytime now.
Anytime.
Oh, so exciting. We're super excited. We have such a fantastic team of diverse and amazing women.
Yes.
And our yield and our product teams. Our team is fantastic. We're amazing. We're so excited to get to know you guys a little bit better. We wish we had the resources to get to know each of our publishers, more one-on-one, but at least this is us reaching out to you to build that relationship.
Absolutely.
And bring us closer together.
Yes. So, you know, more podcast episodes to come.
Yep.
We can't wait to just have this be an amazing tool to help educate, clarify, create stronger publishers. So thanks so much for listening
to
Pubcast.
By Monumetric.
An M ends with like
it works. Monumentrix. Monumentrix. Yeah. Monumentrix.